your Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. كل سنة وانتم طيبين. The church started one of the most beautiful seasons and time in the church, the month of Kiyahk, and today is the first sun of the praising month of Kiyahk, أو بنسميه شهر المريمي, شهر التسبيح, which we are celebrating the last month of our Lord Jesus Christ in the womb of the Theotokos, His mother, Saint Mary. And that's why the church is changing everything. If we notice that everything, all the readings, hymns, tones, even the response of the Gospels, the response of the praxis, everything changed to be in this season, to match the season in a joyful time for us and awaiting the will of our Lord Jesus Christ. So today, as today is the first Sunday, we have four Sundays in the month of Kiyahk, and the church also is preparing us in a kind of a meal, and in a way that we and the heaven, because today we are, or this month, as we celebrate today in the first Sunday of Kiyahk, the annunciation of the birth of Saint John the Baptist, as if this is the first time that the heaven is open to announce for the first time ever in the history that the Jesus is coming, the Messiah is coming, the Son of God is coming. So today it's a different day. That's why in the reading we see some beautiful thing we need to pay attention to every week. In the reading of the church, like for example today, if we go and see the reading of the Vesper, and in the Psalm of the Vesper, it says it's a dialogue between the humanity, the mankind, and God, and it's saying this, that all the humanity is crying out to God and saying, God, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long you hide your face from me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God, enlighten my eyes. After 400 years of silence, the heaven is silent. No prophecies, no appearance of angels, nothing. After a whole night since the Adam has sinned in the paradise, it's a very long night. Finally, humanity is crying out to God and tell him, will you take that long? Come and hear us. And in the Gospel of the Vesper as well, it's very beautifully also the church is putting in being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper. So Bethany is the city of Bethany, or Beit Ania in Arabic, mean the house of pain, the house of suffering. And not only house of suffering, not only the city of suffering, the house of Simon the leper. So that also represents the state of humanity. It's all in suffer and leper, diseases. Soul has been suffering and a lot of pain and suffering. However, there is this only woman who came with alabaster flask, costly oil to sprinkle it to the head of our Lord Jesus Christ. As if this is the church, why the church should choose this? As if they say, in all this darkness, there is one girl, Saint Mary, came from the Bethany, from the city of pain, from all the darkness of humanity, and from the house of leper, to come with the tears of whatever the humanity is crying. This woman come to offer to God. Finally, he found someone in this darkness and this Bethany and this pain and suffering. Someone is able to carry the Son of God, is able to, for him to proceed with the salvation. Also, in the Matin, we'll find another. So in the Vesper, we're telling him, God, don't take that long. Hear us. And he replied in the morning. So now night is over. In the morning, from heaven, the Lord viewed the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner. So this is the morning. Today is the morning. The heaven finally opened. God is hearing the groaning of the prisoners, of people, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion. Now the annunciation, yes, it's the annunciation of the birth of John the Baptist. However, this is the forerunner. Is also, it comes with a companion with the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is coming to prepare the way. Finally, the Lord viewed the earth. And also comes with the, God is viewing who is putting the offering and how they put the offering in the treasury. And also the church is trying to tell us there is only this widow. She put everything, her two mites, her love. Again, Saint Mary, out of all this, God saw her. Jesus sat opposite to the treasury and saw how people put money, but he paid attention to this widow. She put her two mites. So finally, in the morning, God hears, God view, and when he looked at Saint Mary. She's putting her two mites. And today, the reading of today is even more beautiful. Let's see how, when we see the reading of today, because today is a new beginning. Today is the night is over, today is a new beginning. Everything in Christ is a new beginning. That's why the church beautifully also put all the readings of the day, four readings, all of them chapter 1. So chapter 1 of Luke, chapter 1 of James, chapter 1 of Romans first, chapter 1 of James, and chapter 1 of Acts. The church is willing to tell us this is a new beginning. This is a new start in Christ. This is, heaven is a starting a new thing, a new beginning, a new creation in the second Adam, our Lord Jesus Christ. It's everything in the church is trying to tell us we are not commemorate the incarnation. We are not come here to remember that once upon a time our Lord Jesus Christ came. That's not the point of feasts. The point is to live the action, and this is, we live in it. Our Lord Jesus Christ dwell in us. And we are preparing ourselves for this with a praising. We are waiting for him. We are continuing night and day. So whoever came yesterday, we continue praising till morning. And we're coming again today. It's day and night, day and night. This is the work of angels. Because now heaven is open. Now heaven is open, so we can do also, we can have this prison. So today, the reading of, also the reading of all the, like if we can see St. Paul, he is telling us that which has promises before the prophets of the Holy Scriptures concerning his sons. All the prophecies were about the son. And today, this era of prophecy has been ended. The promises has been ended because today is the annunciation of fulfillment of all these promises. And also, St. James, when he say that, he was talking about faith, and he's saying that also every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It comes from above. Angel came to tell us about our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the crucifixion, we have seen also the veil has been teared down from above. All the good gifts, if we still waiting good thing coming from down from the earth, we are wrong. Every good gift coming from above. We are in the church this month, we are raising our eyes to above. We are waiting above all the good gifts. And also in the book of Acts, in the first chapter, is talking about also the disciples where they were waiting, and they saw the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, and they kept went back to Jerusalem praising God and waiting for the Holy Spirit. All the reading is putting us in this atmosphere of we are ready, we are being ready to receive our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, today with this introduction, of course, we know that today is the first Sunday. We are celebrating the Annunciation of the St. John the Baptist. Next week, next Sunday, is the second Sunday of Kiyak. The Annunciation, also the same, the Archangel Gabriel come, but this time to Our Lady, St. Mary, the Theotokos too, preach her or announce her the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Two Annunciation, and then it started with the third Sunday, it comes the visit of St. Mary to Elizabeth, and we hear the beautiful praise. It's all about Annunciation and praising. That's all the atmosphere of this month. And the last, the fourth Sunday, is the birth of also St. John the Baptist, and we see another praise from someone he kept silent for 9 months was the Christ. He also, when he opened his mouth, start to praise. Two Annunciation, two praise. This is the atmosphere of this month. So please live with the church this moment. Open your hearts, look above, wait and tell him, God, I am ready with praising. I'm opening my mouth to praise you and wait to you also to dwell in me. Today we see in the just 2 points from the gospel of today. Is talking Saint Luke. He start to write his gospel and to someone called Theophilus, and he is excellent. He's one of like this one of the titles. One of the ranks, like big ranks, but he's telling him that I start to having perfect understanding. First of all, he start with, this is the fulfillment among us, and from the beginning, the eyewitness and the minister delivered to us, and it was good to me also to have perfect understanding, so revelation and deliverance to the gospel. He had good understanding from a very first, and then he started to preach to him. And also he started to tell him that angel comes with the word. From the beginning, God, when he's trying to give a good news to people in the Old Testament, he sent angels. However, again, because it's a new beginning, it's a new era. Today is Saint Luke is telling us today it's different. We are preaching the word of God. We are doing the word of angels. So he is telling him he received the word, he lived this word, he witnessed by his life, and he started to preach. And this is our job as a church. That was the job of angels. However, today, with the new beginning, with the dwelling of our Lord Jesus Christ to our time and to our world, who purified us, he restored us to be back as Adam, who was received the word of God directly from God. Today also, God is telling us this is the time to also receive the word of God with joy. That's why, again, praising and joy. We are receiving the word of God. We live the word of God. That's why the word of God is a living and powerful and sharper. It can go to our minds and sharper, and also to reveal to us our thoughts. This is the word, to live the word of God and to allow the word of God to live in us. This is the relationship. Today is a new thing, again, a new thing. St. Luke is starting to tell us, today we are the preacher of the word of God. We receive, live, and be witness. Be witness with our life, with our mouth, with praising. And we have also the job of proclaim this word of God to the whole world. This is the first point, which is if we're still waiting just to live with the word of God with some sermons. We listen to sermons, which is good, not bad. Or to wait for maybe a verse come here and there. That's that kind of, to deal with the word of God as if we're still in the Old Testament. We live yet in the Old Testament. However, we are in this New Testament, the grace of God. We have the opportunity to live the word of God and to allow it to live and to change our life. The second, he's starting to tell us a story about a very old couple, a priest called Zacharias and his wife, Elizabeth. Zacharias was a priest, and it happened to be, it was his time by, they were doing like Lot, the Ura. Why? Because there was a lot of priests at that time. We know that 24 divisions, and every division about 8,000 priests. So the lot, it comes to the person, it might come for him to enter to the temple, to the holy, to give to burning incense once in his whole life, only one time. If it comes, it might also live his whole life and never enter to the holy in the temple. So this time, Zacharias is about 100 years old, and for the first time and last time in his life, the lot came, al-Ura'agat Ashan, he will enter to the holy to burn incense. And behold, the angel of God come at the right side of the altar of incense to give him the good news. And Saint Luke also is telling us that the whole multitude of people was praying outside, with waiting for him to come and bless them. Zacharias was fearful, and the angel, as we know, told him, "You will get a son. Finally, you prayed for, and will be a great joy and gladness. And he will be a great in the sight of the Lord. He will never drink wine or strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit." And that what happened, and he will return, he will turn the many children over there too. The thing is, what I want to share with you today, that when our Lord Jesus Christ, in the beginning in the Old Testament, the incense was introduced to the humanity at the time of Moses. Before that, there was no incense. And always came when God told Moses that I want from you to consecrate priests for me. Aaron and his sons will be priests, and they will be offering sacrifices. And there also the incense come. So there was two sacrifices. There was sacrifice would be outside. We know that in the tabernacle there was three areas. The out court with the sacrifice. And the in court, like the church here, that's the holy, which has also the incense. And then the holy of holies. So the incense comes with the sacrifice. So our Lord Jesus Christ, when he's coming, and in Hebrews he's saying, St. Paul is telling, he is the high priest. So the annunciation of our Lord Jesus Christ today, it comes also with the altar of incense. And the priest was offering the altar of incense, which is for us is because he is the high priest, he is the sacrifice, and that's why the first time to announce it has to come with the offering of incense. That's why the church, but someone will tell us this is the Old Testament, right? This is the incense in the Old Testament, and it was a big deal for God. Like not anyone can offer incense. Some at certain point in the book of Numbers, some people, they came to Moses and told them, you know what, you offer incense, we will offer incense too. So the punishment was the ground is split, opened, and they died on it. Because God said, no, the only people who offer incense was the priest. And today, because God is the high priest, he's coming also with the incense. The church also, because in the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, St. John saw also priest offering incense. As we see in here, 24 priests offering incense in front of throne. And also in the Revelation 8, we see that the angels is offering incense with the prayers of saints. So the church right away is telling us, okay, we live this era of we receiving our Lord Jesus Christ, so we also have the incense. We offer incense. So we offer incense, and every time we offer incense, we chant some hymns regarding the prayers of the saints. So we see in the Vesper and also the Theotokoyat and the Arba'a Na'us. And then also we have seen when Abuna comes with the incense, we were chanting also something related to Saint Mary and also the Hitiniyat, which is the prayers of saints. And again, in the Ibraxis, we'll do Shiriyat or Shirim Mareh. It's all with the prayers of saints. But what have to do with us? Every time Abuna comes and go around the church of incense, the rite is telling us this is a time for us to confess our sin until we see our Father of Confession. Because we are getting ready to have the communion. So we are saying, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive my sins, the knowing and unknowing sins. And the Abuna is going around the Holy Church, we can see that, in all the aisles and all the church, and comes back to the altar and also praying in a secret voice or a low voice. He's saying, God, who accept the confession of the right thief, also accepted the confession of your people. So it's a time to confess. It's a time to pray, because the Bible is not only not invention of the church. The Bible is telling us in the book of Revelation that there is an angel specifically take this incense with the prayer of the saints and offering in front of the throne, in the throne. So that's why the church is giving us to live this. We are open to heaven. Again, this is the time the heaven is open to us. When we come to the church, we also in heaven. That's why coming to the Annunciation, it comes to Zacharias in the altar of incense. So the two things today is that when we have a relationship with the Word of God, it's just a surface. It's just like superficial relationship. We take the Word of God, as St. Luke is telling us, he take it, delivered from the beginning, and he lived in it, he witnessed, and now he preaching in it. And also when we come to the church today and this month, that the church is putting us in the atmosphere of praising, atmosphere of the work of angels. The work of angels were preaching the Word of God and praising. And now that's what we are doing. We are hearing the Word of God, we are living the Word of God, witness it, and also praise with the angels, telling God we will not be silent as Zacharias. We will not be silent as Jerusalem was in the time of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. We understand that you came, you incarnate for us, and we will open our mouth day and night praising you and be ready. We live the readiness that we are ready for you to dwell in us. We are coming here to have communion, so we are ready, we praise. When we open the Bible, that the Word of God dwell in us, and we praise. So may the Lord make us live this joyful time with praising, and we'll never miss the time of praising. It's very joyful and give us peace, because we do the work of angels, the work of heaven. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord sent Gabriel to preach to Zechariah of the birth of John. He lifted the reproach of Elizabeth, you're more exalted than the patriarch and more honored than the prophet. For no one has risen among those born of women. Who
We believe in one God, God the Father, Pentecostor, creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father for all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried on the third day. He rose from the dead according to the scriptures. Ascended to the heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead. Whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And in holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. Tengo este volchait en dianastasis en teniere mod. Nembion gente biones neo.
Epipros of Kistas ite.
Pito pneumatis.